Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for blessing us to be here on the Sabbath evening. And I just want to give him thanks and praise him. Sister Carla, I'm so sorry. You can close my line and you can pray. Amen. Sister Carla, can you hear me? Okay, sisters and brothers, I believe she's waiting on me, so I'll go ahead and pray. Yes, she did drop, so let us pray, but sisters and brothers. Our Father, which art in heaven, oh, Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to come to this Sabbath day that we may be able to worship you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my sisters and brothers that's on this prayer line, and we asking you for your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us tonight and help us, Lord, that when we hear your word, Lord, that your word will be hidden in our heart. And, Lord, and we also asking for the blessing of your word that we may be fed, Lord, the word of God tonight, and that we may grow in grace. So, Father, forgive us for our sins, and we ask that you bless us and keep us tonight while we listen to the praise, while we listen to the testimony, and we ask that you bless each and everyone on this prayer line and let them come to praise you and worship you. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In the worthy name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you, brothers
Amen.
And sisters. And okay, Sister Carla, amen, you're here. Amen. Go ahead,
yes,
Sister
amen.
Carla.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for that prayer. I was on mute, and I was telling you to go ahead and pray. So praise the Lord. Thank you again, Sister Leola. And I will, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I have a scripture
okay.
whenever you finish.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Uh-huh. Sure. My screen just went out. And stay on standby. But, yes, thank you again for the prayer. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Indeed, what a happy Sabbath. It is a blessed Sabbath to be with, to be here with each and every one and come together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth and to come together. I'm still waiting on my, my screen just went out. But go ahead. Okay, here it is. Praise the Lord. Okay. Amen. Amen. Cecilio, you can go ahead and do your scripture now.
Amen, amen. Okay,
yeah.
I'm reading from Exodus chapter 31, and I'm reading verse 12 through 18. And it says, exhortation to keep the Sabbath. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep. For it is a sign between me and thee, me and you, throughout your generation, that ye may know that I am the Lord that do sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defile it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever do any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may the work be done, but in the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever do any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath and observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony. Let me turn the page. Tables of testimony of stone written with the finger of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing that reading. Do you have a testimony? I'm still trying to pull up the Black Talk sign in.
Yes.
I had it up.
Yes.
And it's going. Okay.
Okay. If you need help, I have my tablet open if you need help. But my,
okay.
I just want to share my little it's not a testimony, but it's a praise. I'm just giving God thanks. You know, if it had not been for the Lord, let me tell you something, where would I be? You know, God is so good and grateful. You know, he allowed me to be here on this earth for 61 years. You know, time passed so fast, brothers and sisters. It seemed to me that it had not been 61 years, but it has been 61 years, and I'm grateful for the Lord to have me to be here this long. You know, and I always say, Sister Carla, I will wrap this up quick. I've always said the Lord allow each and every person, he give us time, and the time he gives us is to get it right. And by God's grace, and also to teach someone else what God, and not just to teach, we got to walk, we got to live that life. So, Lord, I just want to thank God for his goodness and his grace. You know, even though, sisters and brothers, we are in trying times and also may struggle, but you know what? God says, hold on to my unchanging hand, and he will not let us go. I won't let you go. So thank you, Father, for not letting us go. We may fall, but we get up, but we got to keep holding on. Amen. So thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line. And I just want to say God bless everyone and happy Sabbath, my sisters and brothers. I love you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that testimony, Sister Leola. It's a blessing to see another year goes by and you know, just celebrate telling God thank you for blessing you, like you said, to see another year and to celebrate your, did you say 61st birthday or 60th? I'm sorry.
61st.
Praise the Lord. Praise the
61,
Lord. Yes, I'm going to.
That's right.
Amen. I'm going to, okay, probably need help. I'm still logging on, but I just thank, I'm logging on. As you said that, I just thank the Lord also because on the 7th, I will be having a birthday. So praise the Lord. He is good and he's worthy to be praised. Yes, I will be having a birthday on the 7th of this month. So God is truly, truly good and he's worthy to be praised indeed. And I just want to say thank you for sharing. Thank you for being a part of this ministry. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Can you please open the line for the next caller? And then after that, hopefully my page will come up so I can do a reading. Can you hear me, Sister Leola? Can you open the line for the next caller, please? That has pressed 1. Again, brothers and sisters, go ahead and press 1. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Leola and Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath. This is Sister Tymeko from Pennsylvania. God bless you both, and God bless everybody on the prayer line today. It's such a blessed Friday evening. I'm so grateful for the beautiful Sabbath. I'm so grateful the Lord brought us through another week. He's so worthy to be praised. I bless his great and holy name. I glorify his great and holy name, and I magnify his great and holy name. What an awesome God we serve. He's amazing, and he is so worthy to be praised. I'm so happy to be here, my precious sisters. And I do have a song to sing. It's taken from Isaiah chapter 6. Hello,
yes.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. This is Tamika. Yes,
oh.
Yes, sorry. Sorry,
yes,
your
I'm
phone.
Sorry.
I guess.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
okay.
Go ahead. And if you can, yes, the scripture verse, if you can go ahead and sing it. Yes, thank you.
Yes. I have, this song is taken from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. It says, also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then he said, here I am, send me. So I have that song to sing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Today man heap reproach and shame upon Jehovah's holy name. Some show God weak, some paint him cruel. There is no God, so shouts the fool. Who go Jehovah's name to clear? Who sing his praise for all to hear? Lord, here I am, send me, send me. I'll sing your praises. Faithfully, no greater are Some may proclaim that God is slow, but fear of God they do not know. Some worship idols made of stone, some would put Caesar on the throne. Who tell the wicked that too strong? Even of God's great final war. Lord, here I am, send me. I'll find the meaning fearlessly. No greater honor could there be, Lord. Here I am, send me. Today the meek ones mourn and sigh, because the evils multiply. With honest hearts they seek to find the truth that gives real peace of mind. Who go with comfort to the meek, who help them righteousness to seek. Lord, here I am, send me. I'll teach the meek ones patiently. No greater honor could there be, Lord. Here I am, send me. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much, my sister, for opening my line, and I'm so grateful to be here with all my precious brothers and sisters. I do have a prayer request. I would like to lift up in prayer this Sabbath evening all of my precious brothers and sisters here, Sister Leola and her family, Sister Stephanie and her family, and also Sister Powell and Alex Nation and all of her family, you as well, Sister Carla and your family. And everyone on the prayer line, all my beloved brothers and sisters, Brother Eli and his family as well, Sister Continelli and her family as well, Sister Payne and all of her family. I'm lifting up all my brothers and sisters, Brother Ricardo and his wife, and Elder Richardson and his wife. So I'm just asking that they all be lifted up in prayer, that the Lord will be with them and keep them safe and well throughout this whole week, and they will all have a blessed and happy Sabbath, and prayer as well for my family as well. Thank you so much, Sister Carla. Thank you for opening my line. God bless you all. I love you. Happy Sabbath. Amen.
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 Happy Sabbath. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Tamika, for coming on and sharing. And brothers and sisters, we just thank the Lord for each and every moment, every second we get to come and praise him and come together. Because we know that all the time we won't be able to meet on this line or meet via the phone or via the internet. But while there's breath in our lungs, while we have time, let us praise the Lord. Amen. Before I open the next line, I'm gonna read this from one of the devotion. It says, when the Sabbath is thus remembered, the temporal will not be allowed to encroach upon the spiritual. No duty pertaining to the 6 working days will be left for the Sabbath. During the week, our energies will not be so exhausted in temporal labor that on the day when the Lord rested and was refreshed, we shall be too weary to engage in his service. On Friday, let the preparation for the Sabbath be completed. See that all the clothing is readiness and that all the cooking is done. The Sabbath is not to be given to the repairing of garments, to the cooking of food, to pleasure seeking, or to any other worldly employment. Before the setting of the sun, let all secular work be laid aside and all secular papers be put out of the sight. Parents, explain your work and its purpose to your children, and let them share in your preparation to keep the Sabbath holy according to the commandment. Amen. Praise the Lord. And brothers and sisters, you know, speaking to self first, we, you know, as we come up higher, as we get holier and holier, you know, we have to really get it perfect at keeping the Sabbath, not rushing or remembering to do things or trying to do things at the last moment. I know many of time I fail, but I just thank God for his long suffering, his grace, his mercy towards me and each and every one of you. But let us, you know, keep the Sabbath holy. Let us purpose in our heart to do it. Amen. So I just thank the Lord again. I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. And happy Sabbath. I'll open the line now for 518-482. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to each one who is present on this line. It is a great privilege, a real great privilege to be on this line this evening. At first, I thought we weren't going to have anything because I came on several times and there was nothing going on. So I just sat here and I started to sing. And then I took up this book, Preparation for the Final Crisis. And I want to read a little part of the wicked, the despair of the wicked. And I wouldn't read much because many of us know the results of those who do not obey God, what would be their results. Yeah, I'm going to read this little chapter. It says, when the voice of God turns the captivity of his people, there is a terrible awakening of those who have lost all in the great conflict of life. Now, they were stripping of all that made them great and are left destitute and defenseless. They looked with terror upon the destruction of the idols which they preferred before the Maker. They have sold their souls for earthly riches and enjoyment, and have not sought to become rich towards God. The result is their lives are failure. Their pleasures are now turned to gall, their treasures to corruption. The gain of a lifetime is swept away in a moment. And Zechariah 14:12 says, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth. For their iniquity, the earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. That's Isaiah 26:21. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. That is Zechariah 14:12. And it goes on to tell us about the destruction of the wicked, all those who do not keep God's commandments, those who do not, they are spawning the Sabbath now, they don't want to keep the Sabbath, they will have that regret. And, you know, those ministers who haven't preached to encourage their brethren to live lives that are pure and clean and try to do those things that are right, they will be punished, right? They are told that all the world was to be converted and cried, peace, peace to everyone. Fear that was around them. You have not told us of this hour and those who warn us of it. You declared to be fanatics and evil men who would ruin us. But I saw that the ministers did not escape the wrath of God. Their suffering was tenfold greater than that of their people. The people see that they have been deluded. They accuse one another of having led them to destruction. But all unite in heaping their bitterest condemnation upon the ministers. Unfaithful pastors have prophesied smooth things. They have led their hearers to make void the law of God and to persecute them who would keep it holy. Now, in their despair, these teachers confess before the world their work of deception. The multitudes are filled with fury. We are lost, they cry, and you are the cause of our ruin. And they open the false shepherd, the very one that once admired them, most will pronounce the most dreadful curse upon them. The very hands that once crowned them with laurels will be raised for their destruction. The swords which were to slay God's people are now employed to destroy their enemy. Everywhere there is strife and bloodshed. And I want to just to sing one of my songs that I was singing. It just came up here. It pays to serve Jesus. So I want to sing this song for us this evening, that it pays to serve Jesus, because being, if we are not righteous, if we do not try to do those things that are right and sitting in God's sight and try to live up to his commandments and to live up to what he expects all of us to do, to build character each day for eternity, if we do not do that, none of us would be in. Will be inheriting the kingdom of God. So let me sing this song. I hope it would bring some joy and comfort. It was comforting to me, so I just like to sing. So let me sing the service. It pays the service of Jesus true pleasures afford. In him there is joy without an alloy. 'Tis heaven to trust in and rest in his word. It pays to serve Jesus each day. It pays to serve Jesus. It pays every day. It pays every step of the way. Though the path with the glory may sometimes be clear, you'll be happy. Each step of the way. It pays to serve Jesus, whatever it may be time. It pays to be true, whatever you do. He's rich of mercy, in him to abide. It pays to serve Jesus each day. Though sometimes the shadows may hang over the way, and the sorrows may come to beckon us home, our precious Redeemer each toll will repay. It pays to serve Jesus each day. It pays to serve Jesus, it pays every day. It pays every step of the way. Though the path with the glory may sometimes be true, you'll be happy each step of the way. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and I hope everybody will realize that it pays to serve Jesus. What
Amen.
A message. Thank you. Happy
Amen.
Sabbath to all.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Sister Constantine, thank you for the song. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for trying. We're going to be starting our new time at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Sorry for any inconvenience, but again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for blessing us with the gifts and the talents that the Lord has given you. It serves to praise the Lord. You know, it pays to serve God each and every day because he's our creator. He's the reason that we're still here. It is not because of ourselves or mother or our father, but it's none other than because of Jesus and his love. And his long-suffering for each and every one of us. He created us. We are his through redemption and through creation. So praise the living Father. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll go to the next caller before we go into prayer. Again, thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. We'll have one more testimony or prayer request, and we'll go into prayer so that I can open the line for Brother Ricardo. Amen. 786-510, good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now
good
open.
Evening. Good evening.
Amen.
Sister Cherry.
Yes, go ahead, sister.
Yes, my name is Sister Cherry. It's my first time coming on, and I just want to give God thanks. It's been a blessed week, and I just want to thank him for his deliverance. You know, on the highway, I was very afraid of the highway for almost a year, and I wouldn't get on it. And it was right next to me, but I almost got killed on it, so I became very adamant about going on the highway because it's so fast. And after a certain age, I feel that that's not the safest place. But God is so good. And he has provided me and given me back the strength and the determination. And I have to get on there because it's easier to get to my jobs. And he has permitted me to go on it and get off of it, see my patients, get back on and come home. So with all these things, you know, we have to give God thanks in the small and in the large things, in everything. He says, give thanks. So I'm here to say God is good, he's so merciful and long-suffering, and that he will continue to work on me and help me to get over my weaknesses and be more temperate in the things that I need to be temperate in, and to continue to share with my patients. If they will listen, sometimes they give me a hard time. So I want to give God thanks again for allowing me to come on to the prayer line. I think it's wonderful when folks of the same mind can enjoy the blessings of the Sabbath. And that as we continue this journey, may we share with others and tell them about the soon coming of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, my sister. Thank you for joining us and welcome to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. And praise the Lord. Please
thank
don't be a stranger to us. What is your name again?
Sister Cherry.
Cherry. Okay, Sister Cherry.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes. Yes, we are on Sunday evening at 7, and also Thursday. Sunday's last day event, then Thursday is health reform. So praise the Lord, Sister Cherry. Thank you for joining us. And I just thank the Lord for you and for giving you, you know, strength and wisdom and encouragement for you to overcome your fear, because we know fear is not of God. That's of the enemy, you know, trying to tell us we can't, it's too hard. You know, some things are, you know, the Holy Spirit will talk to us, okay, that's dangerous, but things that, you know, will make life a little easier as driving on the freeway, you know, it's doable once we're trusting in the Lord for him to be our guide and our take the wheel, basically. So thank the Lord for helping you to overcome that fear. Amen. I believe there's one more I have to open the line for please press 1 for a song. I believe Elder Richardson is going to sing a song, but I'm not sure if his number is okay, I don't see his number, but he just texted me. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, that he would like to sing a song. So, okay. So if we don't, okay, he was just on. He hung up. Okay, if we don't get a chance, if he doesn't get a chance to sing a song, he'll have to do it Sunday evening. Okay, there he is. Amen. Elder Richardson, your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening
amen.
Up my line. Good night to everyone. Happy Sabbath to everyone. Hope all enjoying their day of rest and gladness. And I wouldn't stay long. I know we don't want to hold back the speaker for the hour, for we are anticipating bread. And I'll just give you a little bit of drink. I'm just sharing the drink. We have Brother Ricardo is going to share the food, the meat of the Word of God. All right, this song is Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah. Messiah would come, the earth would rejoice, the people start to say, for they will behold, a scripture foretold, a mighty King of Kings. But he came as a child, not like they had planned. Not like they planned. Lion of Judah, Lamb of God, glorious conqueror, suffering son, he's the Lion of Judah. With nails in his hand, the mighty Redeemer was meek as a lamb. No elegant robe, no glorious throne, no armies at his side. Could this be the one, a carpenter's son, a man condemned to die? But the lion roared deep inside this land, inside this man. Lion of Judah, O Lamb of God, glorious conqueror, he's a suffering son, he's the Lion of Judah, with nails in his the mighty Redeemer was meek as a lamb. Lion of Judah, Lamb of God, O glorious conqueror, he's a suffering he's a Lion of Judah, with nails in his hand, the mighty Redeemer was meek as a lamb. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Keller.
Amen. Could you please do Amen, praise the Lord. Could you please do a general prayer for us, Elder Richardson, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Our Heavenly Father, it is with great pleasure and love, Lord, that we can come in gathering here on this your holy Sabbath day, eve of rest and gladness. O Lord, our Lord, how great and excellent is thy name. For you are God and God alone, and there is none like you. And so, Lord, we come on this night, Lord, as we come gathering to and sharing testimonies and songs and scriptures, and even, Lord, as your word will be spoken by a man's servant, I pray, Lord, that you will hide him behind the cross. fill him with the unction of your Holy Spirit. Let your power, Lord, so take the initiative in his life in directing him, Lord, that the words that he speak to your awaiting people, Lord, will be as meat, Lord, in due season. Father, we are praying for all those that for prayer or those that who have certain conditions and situations and circumstances that they are struggling with. I am praying, O God, that your divine intervention, Lord, be upon each and every one, O Lord. We are praying for families. We are praying for children. We are praying for husbands. We are praying for wives. We are praying, dear God, for leaders of your church. Lord, we are praying for revival and awakening of primitive godliness. Prepare us then, God, to receive, Lord, your blessing tonight as your manservant, evangelist Ricardo, bring the message, O Lord. Bless him. Speak to him, by him, for him, and in him. And let the words of his mouth and the meditation of his heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that prayer. Amen. And now we will open the line for Brother Ricardo. And as we start at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, it you know, it can go, you know, to his regular hours, at least an hour, so he'll have time to go a little past 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So again, thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. I pray that you have your sword in your hand and your writing utensil. Amen. 610-704. Brother Ricardo, good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Good evening and happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for opening my line. And thank you so much, Elder Richardson, for that prayer and also that song. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Thank you for another week. God has brought us on our way. What a mighty God we serve. In spite of what you're going through throughout this week, put it behind you. And let us fix up our eyes upon Christ, because Jesus has a special blessing for each and every one of us. In spite of what we are going through, remember that you have a mighty God. Remember that you have a sympathizing Savior who always listens to your prayers, who always wants to comfort you. So remember that you are not alone. Amen. So let us pray. Can you silently for me that my words will not be heard, but Christ's words will be heard and his words be uplifted. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. I am a decorated dust. Nothing good in me. I am asking you for your power, your anointing of your Holy Ghost. We are asking you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, O God, by these words or actions. Thank you so much for this Sabbath day of yours. This is not our hour, but your hour. Lord, I'm asking to touch my brain nerves, touch my lips. And whatever I say, let it be for your glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, so friends, we're going to do a continuation, which is part two, the third angel message and America in Bible prophecy. The third angel message and America in Bible prophecy. But before I go where I left off last week, continue to pray for Advent Light prayer line. We have some difficult technical issues 2 weeks, and we know that the enemy is wrought, because God wants his people to understand and to know the times that we are living in. And while we see the crisis in the earth, friends, we need to have an experience of Christ, our righteousness. And Satan is wrought. And you need to occupy your mind with the things of heaven. Amen, friends? Because we are nearing home. As we are looking at the third angel and America in Bible prophecy, no other message, friends, ever threatening such terrible judgment upon the rejecter. The sin of rejecting the third angel message is unpardonable. Are you hearing this, friends? Rejecting the third angel message, there is no forgiveness. Go with me to Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Let us see what the Bible said. Let us see what the Bible said, friends. Rejecting the third angel message, we are rejecting the Holy Spirit. And there is no forgiveness for rejecting and denying and disregard this message. Go with me to Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. It's read, "Wherefore I say unto you," Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but blaspheme against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men." So the council is telling us, beloved, if we reject the third angel message, there is no forgiveness. It is the sin against the Holy Spirit, because the message finished its mission under the latter reign of spiritual power, during which time it swells into the Lord cry. The whole earth is humiliated with the glory of God, and with compelling force, the final plea is given for God's people to come out of spiritual Babylon with its prevailing iniquity and idolatry. To reject this heaven-sent message under the convicting power of the Holy Spirit is a sin that is unforgivable. Mercy. Lord have mercy. Are you hearing this, friends? So this angel, brothers and sisters, the third angel message, this is the, somebody ever threatening you, is the message that God given unto men. If any man worship the beast or his image, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. That's what the council said. No other message ever threatened such terrible judgment upon the rejecters. Jesus loves you so much. He wants each and every one of us to receive this message. But do you know that, friends, you and I represent the first and the second and the third angel? If you don't believe me, before we go there, what does an angel symbolize in the Bible? First, what does an angel symbolize? An angel symbolize, in the Hebrew word, angel represents angelos, or messenger, or minister. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Let me show you that you and I represent these angels. You and I represent these angels who are flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to bring to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Only one denomination have this message, it's Seventh-day Adventist. You ain't seen no literal angels flying in the sky. It is you and I, friends, who are supposed to fly with these messages. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, laying a foundation, then I picked up where we left off last week. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister?" "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister?" Let me go there. Hold on, please. Hold on. Give me a second. Okay, Hebrews 1:14. Let me see if I read in the right here. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? So what does an angel represent? A minister or a messenger. Are you with me, friends? Seventh-day Adventists, you and I represent these angels. If you don't believe me, write down Testimony, Volume 5, page 455. Testimony, Volume 5, page 455. Listen to what the woman of God says. The three angels of Revelation 14 represent the people who accept the light of God's messages and go forth as his agent to sound the warning throughout the length and breadth of the earth. Let me read that again. You and I represent who? The first, the second, and the third angel. So rejecting these messages, beloved, we are waiting for the second death. No forgiveness. That's it. Your probation can be closed, just like King Saul. Listen now. The three angels of Revelation 14 represent the people who accept the light of God's messages and go forth as his agent to sound the warning throughout the length and breadth of the earth. And also Medical Missionary, page 131. Medical Missionary, page 131. When will the church do our appointed work? If we represent these messages, the council is asking us a question. When will Advent Light, when will Seventh-day Adventist do or her? Listen now. She is represented as an angel of light. That's another witness. I just give you testimony, volume 5, page 455. Now I'm giving you Medical Missionary, page 131. So you don't say I'm giving you my words. When will the church do our appointed work? She is represented as an angel of light flying through heaven with the everlasting gospel to proclaim to the world. This represents the speed and directness with which the church is to persecute her work. Are you hearing this, friends? Powerful. Great Controversy, page 594. When God sends to men warning so important that they are represented as proclaimed by holy angels flying in the midst of heaven, he requires every person endued with reasoning power to heed the message. Pause. That's why Isaiah chapter 1 verse 10 said, come now, let us reason together. Let me read it again. He requires every person on Advent Light endued with reasoning powers to take heed to the message. The fearful judgment denounced against the worship of the beast and his image, which you find in Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 to 11, should lead all to a diligent study of the prophecies to learn what the beast of the beast, sorry, should lead all to a diligent study of the prophecies to learn what the mark of the beast is and how they are to avoid receiving it. Are you hearing this, friends? So we, you, everyone on this prayer line should do a diligent study on the book of Revelation chapter 14. We are told in the spirit of prophecy, the time is coming when God's people going to have an understanding of Revelation 14 is bearing. So if we're going to understand, friends, the book of Revelation chapter 14, what we need to be doing right now, to study, are you with me, friends? Because remember, God pronounced a blessing on the book of Revelation. Are you with me, friends? And these books must study jointly, Daniel and Revelation, and also Matthew chapter 24. So, friends, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, blessed is he that read it. In other words, study. Blessed is he that read it, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Pause. So God pronounced a blessing upon everyone who have an interest, who have a desire to study and to keep those things which they read from in the book of Revelation, especially, and the book of Daniel. Are you with me, friends? We must go in some deep study, beloved, because the trouble is coming, beloved. Brothers and sisters, little faith cannot go through the time of trouble. You and I need big faith in these last days. We are told that we need a faith that can endure hunger, delay, and the list goes on, privation. Beloved, Jesus is coming. We must study. Because scripture is your safeguard. Nothing will keep you. Only the word and the study of the word of God will keep you and I. The Bible says, faith come by hearing and hearing of the word of God. If you want your faith to increase, you must ask Jesus Christ, your Savior, your high priest, for a desire and a hunger and a thirst for his righteousness. So your faith can grow, beloved. Beloved, we are going in the same experience like the disciples. Many going to reject Jesus
Many gonna reject the message. Many gonna walk out from among us, beloved. Why? Because our faith is on sand. We are not rooted and grounded in Christ's word. Jesus is coming. This is the angel, friend, that is stealing and binding the wheat from the tears. This angel, beloved, woe unto me if I preach to you and I am a cast away. Let me go back where I left off last week as I was looking on pagan Rome and papal Rome. I asked last week where I left off, when did the Pope become the head of all churches? Listen to this, friends. In 538, the Pope became head of all churches and corrector of heretics by the decree of Justinian. What is this decree of Justinian? Justinian decree go forth to upheld the supremacy of the papacy. Let me read again. In 538, all churches and corrector of heretic, this is where they start to persecute God's people for 1260 years. In 538, the Pope became the head of all churches and corrector of heretic by the decree of Justinian, the empire of the Roman Empire. Thus, Rome became the seat of the papacy, and Pope received his authority from the dragon power, pagan Rome. Remember, the little horn would subdue three kingdoms. Let us move on. How long did the little horn power rule for? We know that 1260 years. This is what we call the Dark Ages, friends. And we are coming back to those times. Go with me to Daniel chapter 12, verse 7. Daniel chapter 12, verse 7. Daniel chapter 12. Verse 7, and it read, and I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and said by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, and half a time, and half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. So what the Bible is giving you, beloved, in Bible prophecy, a day represents a year in Bible prophecy. If you don't believe me, go with me to, I'm coming back to Daniel. Keep a finger at Daniel chapter 7. I'm going to do something right a little bit. Keep a finger at Daniel chapter 12, verse 7, and go with me to Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 6. Lay a foundation right here. Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 6. Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 6, if you are taking notes. And also write Numbers chapter 14, verse 34. Numbers chapter 14, verse 34. Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 6, I read. And when thou hast accomplished them, lie again on thy right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have accomplished thee each day for a what? A year. So a day in Bible prophecy equal a what? 1 year. Let us get another witness. Numbers chapter 14, verse 34. Numbers chapter 14, verse 34. After the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. In Bible prophecy, one day represents 1 year. So now, in Daniel chapter 12, verse 7, the Bible says, and it shall be for a time. So a time, because remember, Rome, papal Rome, beloved, persecute God's people 1260 years. Which we call the Dark Ages. This is when they have the arenas and Christians was dying and mothers and parents were snatching from one another, beloved, when they were killing them, beloved, when they were turning off all of the lights, beloved, and they were putting them to the slaughter, beloved. Christian bodies was go up in flames, beloved, and man was betting, Rome was betting money on all of these things, how much they can kill, how many Christians they can kill, friends, because they believe in Jesus Christ and because of God's word. And we are approaching that time again. So a time represents 360 times 360 plus 360 will give you 720, and a half of 360 will give you 180. You calculate everything, 720 plus 360 plus 180 will give you 1260, right? Amen. Let me move on. Now go with me to Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Regarding the 1260 years, what Rome did to God's people. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Pause. This is when they was persecuting God's people, friends. They were killing God's people for their faith. That's what the Bible said. They weary out the saints of the Most High, 1260 years. That's why I know America come in play Bible prophecy now. So the pilgrims, they run, what we call the pilgrims' father, they run from persecution and was in the wilderness for a time. And they take the risk to come to America, beloved. And America was like a lamb. But now this lamb going to speak like a dragon. And how a nation speak? A nation speak through their laws. Let me move on. I jump ahead of myself. So remember again. So Rome ruled from 538 to 1798. This is when she received a deadly wound in 1798, right? So from 538 to 1798 will give you 1260 years. Are you with me, friends? If you want to get it quickly, you could say 538 minus 1798 will give you 1260. Are you with me, friends? Let me move on. I have a lot to share with you. So now, the fourth beast is the fourth kingdom. This is dealing with Rome, which you will find in Daniel chapter 7, verse 23. The fourth kingdom, according to Daniel 2, pagan Rome. After the fall of pagan Rome came papal Rome. Papal Rome is known as the little horn that comes out of the beast. Papal Rome persecute God's people 1260 years, which we call the Dark Ages. Now, all historians agree when pagan Rome fell, she was succeeded by papal Rome. Both governments were antichrist. Pagan Rome was against Christianity, we know that, and therefore persecuted the early Christians. Now watch this. Listen to this. Papal Rome became antichrist because she sought to be in place of Christ. And anyone who opposed her, she persecuted for 1260 years. So remember now, we'll go back. Remember, Rome received a deadly wound in 1798. Question for you now. What is the sword a symbol of when the papacy received a deadly wound? The sword was the political power of the state, enforcement, military, and judicial power. When did the healing, now question, when did the healing of the deadly wound start to heal? The healing of the wound was started in 1229. What happened? When the Vatican became independent state, country or government ruled by the Pope. Friends, and now we are coming to America now in Bible prophecy. You ready for this one? Go with me now to Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. We're going to talk about the second beast. Second beast of Bible prophecy. We always hear about America in Bible prophecy, but I'm going to break it down by God's grace for you today. Beloved, pray that you're taking notes. Because the time is coming, beloved, we ain't going to hear these messages. You need to know them for yourself, because the time is coming when you have to stand for what you believe. And the Bible says we must sanctify the Lord God in our heart and be ready to give a answer. Are you with me, friends? There is hope, beloved. Jesus is coming. Satan is wrath. The remnant in these last days. Are you the remnant? Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, read, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb." This is America. "And he spake as a dragon." Remember, he spake as a dragon. Remember now, God's people, they are going through persecution at this moment. So this is now God, America, which we call the Pilgrim's Father. When did the pilgrim come to America? In Great Controversy, page 292. Great Controversy, page 292. Why did the pilgrim come to America? It was the desire for liberty of conscience. Pause. Stop right there. Now we are told in the spirit of prophecy that in these last days, liberty of conscience is being what? Threatened. Why did pilgrim to America come to the shore of America? It was the desire for liberty of conscience, because they don't have no freedom to worship Christ. Rome was persecuting the church. And now we have embarked upon these times again. We are told these things that are going to happen, beloved, we are going to come back to the French Revolution. It was the desire for liberty of conscience that inspires the pilgrims, listen, friends, to brave the pearls, in other words, pearls, danger of the long journey across the sea, to endure the hardship and danger of the wilderness. Danger of the wilderness. What comes to your mind? Revelation chapter 12, verse 14 is supposed to come to your mind. Because when we're going to put the spirit of prophecy to test. We're going to see if the spirit of prophecy is in line with the Bible. I'm reading Great Controversy, page 292. Go with me now, Revelation chapter 12, verse 14. Revelation chapter 12, verse 14. Now, we are dealing with America in Bible prophecy. Are you with me, friends? Revelation chapter 12, verse 14. "And to the woman," a woman represents a what? A church. Are you with me, friends? "And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the what? Wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time. From the face of the who? Sir, pilgrims were running from Rome." Remember, Satan gave Rome our power, our authority, and also our seat, beloved, remember. So the Christians, they are running for freedom. They are running from persecution. They want peace. They want to be free to worship God freely. And now, beloved, the pilgrim laid this foundation for you and I. And now some of us, we are not appreciate what the pilgrim done for you and I. That we have the privilege, the freedom to worship. But, beloved, these days they are coming that you're going to wish that you spend time to know these things. The time is coming, you're going to wish that you spend time to know Jesus. You're going to wish, beloved, time that you spend time to pray and have Bible study and commune with Christ. Because some of us, beloved, we are so lazy, we don't spend no time to read and know these things for ourselves. Some of us, we're so dependent on the pulpit. Whatever the preacher says, it should suffice. Beloved, the preacher can make error. You need to go back and to check and to study and to search and to look, line upon line, precept upon precept, hear a little and there a little, and see if these things are so. Do not take a man's word. Do not take my word. Whatever I tell you, please write it down and go back and to see if these things are so. Because if I teach you error, I am a false prophet. Beloved, Jesus is coming. Get ready. Get ready. We need to know these things. We are told if you do not know your history, you are doomed to repeat it. We are told as well, we have nothing to fear for the future. Expect we forget. Oh, the Lord has led us in the past. Oh, the Lord has led us to America. Oh, the Lord has given us this constitution that we have rights to worship. But now Rome has put us, our foot on this soil. Rome say you do not need no more freedom. Rome say you're going to be happy. You don't have no home. You don't have no clothes. You don't have no roof over your head. This is what Rome wants. Rome wants worship. Rome wants control, friends. But some of us find it hard to give God worship. What is the secret of America's greatness? In great controversy, because a lot of people come into America, friends, want to come to America and see the prosperity and all of these things. No, it is the foundation. Do you know what caused America to be so great? It is the word of God, friends. When the pilgrim come here, do you know when the pilgrim come here? You will, for years, you will not find a beggar. You will not find a junker. You will not find a homeless person. You will not find a molester. Because the Bible was the greatest standard. Listen to Great Controversy, page 296, paragraph 3. Listen to this, friends. The Bible was held as the foundation of faith, the source of wisdom, the charter of liberty. Its principles were diligently taught in the home, in the school. Now they take out Bible out of the school, have mercy, in the school and in the church. And its fruits were manifest in truth, intelligence, purity, and temperance. Beloved, when the pilgrims come on this shore, even temperance was seen on this soil, America. Now we are intemperate. Lord have mercy, help us. One might be for years a dweller in the Puritan. One might be for years a dweller in the Puritan settlement and not see a junkyard. Are you hearing this, friends? When the pilgrim make their way to America shore, when they risk it through the wilderness, when they come here, friends, you will not find a junkyard or an oath. A person will never take an oath against the name of Christ, against the name of God. Or meet a beggar, you will never meet a beggar. But how now you see homeless people because we have moved away from the foundation of Jesus' word. This nation moved away from the principle of Christ. Now in the courtroom you don't see no Ten Commandments anymore. They make you raise your right hand and swear on the Bible. They hear them say that if you use the Bible as the principle, they don't use it anymore. They throw it out. Go to the hospital, you don't find any Bible. Go to school, you are offending people if you sing our prayer or talk about Jesus. That's why you see crime and violence. Why? Because Revelation chapter 14 verse 6 said, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. What caused the judgment of God to come? Because they have violated the ordinance, changed the ordinance, beloved, and broken the everlasting gospel. If when you're breaking the everlasting gospel, remember, God says, he is a jealous God, and vengeance is mine. So now, beloved, why you see crime and violence? Because the hour of his judgment is come. Why you see brothers and sisters in the faith cannot get along? Because the hour of his judgment is come. Why you see human trafficking going on every day, children being missing because it's hour of his judgment is come. Why you see the church of Seventh-day Adventists who have the last message in these last days, but God call us lukewarm, careless, and indifferent because the judgment, the hour of his judgment is come. Why you see the conference don't want the preachers to preach the first, second, and third angel message. They do not want present truth in these last days because they have itchy ears. Why? Because the hour of his judgment is come. We are a people being judged, beloved. Where do you stand? Are you a compromiser? Are you a people pleaser? Beloved, the time is coming. We can't even trust our own senses. We got to go by what said the word of God. The hour of his judgment is come. That's why the Bible said the heart of man is getting wicked and cold. The power that be is saying that everyone who lives in the winter climate, they are saying that, beloved, they're going to turn off the light, turn off the gas, and they're talking about they want to storm, freeze you to death. And they say, oh, you must die to save the planet, to combat climate change, which is going to lead to lockdown and also mandatory Sunday, going to lead to the mark of the beast, beloved. This nation was the greatest nation above all nation, friends. But when America put forth the decree, which is going to be the national Sunday law, we are told in the spirit of prophecy, America will turn away from righteousness 100%. Why God not fall in the seven last plague? Because of some of you Seventh-day Adventists who are faithful to the law of God, to God's law, the fourth commandment. What do I mean by that? Remember what God said to Abraham? Abraham said, Lord, if you find 50, will you destroy it? Abraham go to 40, 30, 20, 10. God said, still don't find 10. But Lord, but God remember Lot. And we see that Lot, the Bible said, God delivered just Lot. Notice, only Lot was righteous in God's eyes, even though Lot was a compromiser. You have two classes in these last days. You have who are there, to like you have two classes of people. One is like Daniel, and one is like Lot. Even though Lot wants peasant truth, but Lot wants the Babylonian garments, the Babylonian food, and all these things, compromiser. But beloved, some of us will not be like Lot because the Bible said God was merciful and take hold of the hands of Lot and his wife and his two daughters. Now these angels, beloved, were in Lot days, Lot received two angels. Now we are under the proclamation of the third. And this angel, beloved, is not a pity party angel. This angel is sealing. This angel is going to determine if you're going to receive the seal of God or not. Angel is coming with the power of the Holy Spirit. Reject, disregard this angel, beloved. You are cut off from God. For you and I, heaven is lost. This is how serious this message is. Fearful and awful his mission. He is the third angel that is sealing and binding. Jesus is coming, friends. Get ready and get ready. Go with me to Revelation chapter 12, verse 16. Revelation chapter 12, verse 16. Revelation chapter 12, verse 16. And the herd helped the woman. Notice, because we are dealing with America in Bible prophecy. Remember, at this moment, the pilgrims, they are in the wilderness. And remember, in the wilderness, it is in the desert, friends. No water, sun and all these things. They take the danger, but because of God and his goodness, he kept them. And the Bible says, the earth helped the woman. The hurt, who is the woman? We're talking about the church. But who is this hurt? We're going to go a little bit closer and to identify these things. And the earth helped the woman, and the hurt opened her mouth and swallow up the flood. Pause. What does flood represent in Bible prophecy? Remember in Revelation chapter 17, verse 15? And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the war sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. So who was running pilgrims? The dragons. The dragon, which is Satan, who were leading the Roman church to persecute God's people. So the Bible says, and the hurt helped the woman. It means America helped the woman. America helped the church. And the hurt opened her mouth. America received the church mercy. And now watch this right here. Look at the danger now. And swallow up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. So Satan was sending threats to Rome, to God's people. That's why they run to the shore of America, because they were seeking liberty of conscience. So they were looking for safety. They were looking for somewhere where they can worship God freely. And now we have this message, and you have this, and you are dear to say you don't want to hear present truth. You are so dear fierce. You don't want to hear these type of message. Friends, this is our message. Dark days are coming, beloved. Doom days are coming. We are told the thinking man, anarchy, who are trying to sweep away all laws, human laws and also divine. Wrong who think to change times or laws. Rome want to change your way of worship, change the way of you doing things, friends. The time is coming. You cannot come anymore on Advent life. Are you still going to read? Still going to pray? Are you still going to study? Are you still going to take up the books of spirit of prophecy and read and put your faith in that book and take your faith out of Facebook, Twitter, and all these social media and get your faith in this true media, which is the Bible, the great drama of the great controversy between good and evil? Friends, it's coming. We need to know these things. These things will comfort us because we are told we have nothing to fear for the future. Expect we forget. Except we forget. Beloved, we are told when the time of trouble comes, God will open, God will empty heaven. Oh, Lord have mercy. Are you hearing this Advent light? If you are faithful, the Bible says God will empty heaven just for you. So you're telling me heaven will be empty, no angel there, just to come to rescue and to prepare and to watch over God's people. Beloved, the time is coming that you cannot go to the store, but angels will see you in the wilderness. When you are running on the highways and the byways, when you are in the ditch and in the valley, in the mountain, angels will come and feed you while the wicked they are starving to death. Are you in that number? This time, God will work. But the Bible says, it is time, O Lord, for thee to work, for they have made void thy law. This is when God's people are crying out day and night. But America is going to speak like a dragon. And now she's speaking through our laws. Brothers and sisters, we are told because of human laws going to be made so stringent that man and woman will not dare to keep the Sabbath. Why? Because of food and clothing. We do not want information. We want a transformation of these things. Let these things transform your life, your character, your conduct. It's not how much you know, spirit of prophecy, how many years are in the church. No, that valueless. Only thing going to carry you to heaven, it is your character and your relationship with Jesus. Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Do you know you? Don't tell me you know Jesus and your character is sour. Don't tell me you know Jesus and you're quick to snap, cut somebody off, write somebody off. Beloved, Jesus loves you. It is character building now. Now is the time. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Wherever you are, surrender unto him. Surrender unto him. Surrender unto him. I'm going to cut it short in righteousness. I have a lot for you regarding America and Bible prophecy. Let me give you one more. How does a nation speak? How does a nation speak? A nation speaks to a legislation or laws. Go with me to Daniel chapter 6, verse 6 to 9. Daniel chapter 6, verse 6 to 9. Because the Bible says America going to speak like dragon. But what do you mean America going to speak like a dragon? So we're going to look at, because America is a nation, right? So we want to know, how does a nation speak? A nation speaks through our laws. And I'm going to show you now who's going to make the laws in these last days. I'm going to let the Bible speak. Are you with me, friends? You ready for this one? Daniel chapter 6, verse 6 to 9. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said unto him, this is dealing with Daniel, the king. They're jealous of Daniel. They try to set up Daniel. And we see they trick the king and to put Daniel in the lion's den. And Daniel know their plans. And Daniel pray 3 times a day. Beloved, we know that the draconian laws they are set up. Are you going to get fearful? You and I need to be like Daniel. We need to pray like never before. Are you with me, friends? Let us continue. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said unto him, King Darius, live forever. Who going to make these laws in these last days? All the presidents of the kingdom. Who else? The governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree. Are you hearing this, friends? They're going to make a firm decree in America. The second beast is going to make an image of the beast. The second beast is going to enforce the national Sunday law, friends, which is America. America in Bible prophecy. How does a nation speak? To our presidents, our governors, our princes, our counselors, our captains. Have consulted together to establish a royal law, a royal statute, and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or any man for 30 days, of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the dens of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree. Pause. We are told that the people will ask for the Sunday law. Protestant, apostate Protestant, the people going to ask for the Sunday law. Listen, who is asking? The president. For the law, to establish a law to the king, he shall be cast into the dens of lions. O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed. Mercy. According to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alter not. Hold on right there. What do you mean? So this decree that they're going to enforce in America, which is going to be the Sunday law, it will not alter. They will not alter it. We are told that many going to want to try to change it, but it will not. Alter means change not. Wherefore, King Darius signs the writing and the decree. Beloved, America going to sign a decree against your liberty of conscience, against your religious rights, against everything that you have in your position. That's why we are told that human laws that be going to be made so stringent that men and women will not dare. So because of these laws, many Seventh-day Adventists. If your faith is weak, if your faith is like unsisting sand, anchor nowhere, if you are surface dweller, anchor nowhere in these last days, I got bad news for you. You're going to deny the faith. I'm sorry. I have to tell you the truth. But how can I increase my faith in these last days? You want my own word or you want Bible? I give you Bible because I want Jesus to speak to your heart. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith come by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Some of us, we don't want to hear the word of God. Even though some of us, we start hearing the word of God, we start to sleep, beloved. That is sin. Do you know it is even sin to sleep in church? Paul, at the very sentence that may save your soul, Satan allowed the members of the church to fall asleep in the church. And we take it lightly. Could it be that every Saturday you buck in church and nodding, and every time the angel writing, your guardian angel writing, and your guardian angel maybe says, why you don't wake up? Wake up. You cause the angel to write something that you don't want to write and go back to heaven, and that is recorded against you every Saturday. November, December, January, February, March, sleeping in church. Beside your name, sleeping in church. Beside your name, late for church. But how is it that, beloved, you see, we are hypocrites. Because, you see, all of us, we go to our job early. For me, I'm talking to myself. But why is it that we cannot go to church early? Do you know that we are told when 9:15, the recording angels start? If you go to church past 9:15, do you know that the angel's going to write beside your name late? Lord have mercy. What's going to be against Seventh-day Adventist? Time, friends. And Jesus is going to say, too late. Too late, too late. Departed from me, I never know you, your workers of iniquity. Beloved, take God serious like never before. If you are slacking upon these things, I love you. I want to tell you the truth. What I'm telling you, I'm practicing it for my own self. I am guilty as well. But God used me to speak to you, beloved. Take God serious. Take God things serious. If not, we are told to sever your connection from this message. We must take these things lightly. And beloved, if you are still on meat, get off meat, because you will not come up in the 144,000. You will not be a part of the 144,000, because to accept the third angel, you have to accept the help message, because the help message is the right arm of the gospel, beloved. And Jesus wants fit men and women these last days. You have to be fit to run with the footman. You have to be fit to run with the horseman, because the time is coming. Some of us, we're too big. We need to start to exercise, because when the time of trouble comes, are you up to run on rocks and hills and mountain and all these things? You're going to roll in like a barren down the hill. We need to exercise, beloved. Why do you think Jesus give us these things? Some of us, we take it lightly, but Sister White, especially the ministers, they laugh and scorn these things, and the ministers, they're not teaching their people, they're not teaching the church regarding health message, practical things and all these things. That's why our mind is numb and dull. We cannot comprehend and understand our own message. We hear such a message. Oh, Pastor, such a powerful message. 5 hour pass, you forget everything. You don't even remember one verse. We need to eat better in these last days, beloved. Because if you are not eating right, you will not appreciate these that you are hearing in these last days. Get ready. Because if you're going to run, you have to be fit. You have to be strong. The children, the pilgrim in the wilderness, beloved, they were fit. We are obese and all these things. America messed up the food. Why you think Jesus said, come out of the city and raise your own food? Because the food they are poisoning, Satan comes with his angel and consulting what the most evil you can do to human being. And Satan said, I have a plan. We're going to poison the food and even the vine, beloved. That's why you see the foods, beloved, GMO, no seed, and all of these things. Sister White, see these things before they happen. And we are living in these last days. Eat organic food and stop depending on the power that be. Because, beloved, if everything shut down, who are you going to depend on? Rome? All roads lead to Rome. So God is leading you on a road that leads to Jesus Christ in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. Jesus wants to give you a little hidden on earth. Are you with me, friends? In your garden, in the back of your yard, beloved. Ask Jesus, make preparation, friends, to get out of the city. We are told that if you are dwelling in the city, you are dwelling in the city by your own danger. I'm quoting. I'm paraphrasing. God's people are supposed to get up. We are told when you see the abomination and desolation, standing up. We see they are talking about climate change, a day of rest. These are the abomination, beloved. Seventh-day Adventists are supposed to be out of the city and go back and work the city, not into dwelling them, but to work the city. We are not hearing these messages in these last days, beloved. Too much of Seventh-day Adventists, too much of our brothers and sisters. And yet we have a general conference wants to support LGBT with millions of dollars. Car racing on Sabbath and Saturday, millions of dollars. What about these people in the city who need our land? Give the people them the money to buy a land to get out of the city so they can develop character. But I speak like this, I am against the church. You are a foolish virgin. Beloved, Jesus is coming. Get ready and get ready. You know what comes to my mind? Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 18. This comes to my mind because Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. And Jeremiah weep. God give Jeremiah a message. And the people them reject, they scorn, they laugh. And they consult and say, we will not hear him. Listen, many of us, we are smiting God ministers in these last days. Mighty with the tongue. And I have a message for you, God. Bring this to my thoughts. This is my last. Let me give you Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 18. Then said they, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. Who? Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Listen what they said now. Come, let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Are you hearing this? What does smite mean? We will not give heed to his words. We don't want to hear the counsel. Let the counsel perish. Let the law perish. We don't want to hear what Jeremiah have to say. We don't want to hear what present truth preacher, minister have to say. God understand. But God said, you hypocrite, I send my prophet in these last days, but you smite them. You find all fault with my ministers. I'm not seeing the fault in yourself to get the message so Jesus can clean you and I up. Jesus love you, friends. Get ready and stay ready. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your message. Lord, we are on borrowing time. Your people, they are listening. Lord, I give the words. But we are told that the Holy Spirit made the impression upon the heart. I pray that you made the impression upon the heart, O God, because there is nothing in me. You have used me as a willing vessel. And Lord, I want to remain humble. If anything I said and done, Lord God Almighty, is not of you, reveal it unto me that I may humble myself and repent of my sins and ask you for the power to forsake all these things. Bless all of my brothers. Bless their patience. Thank you so much for their listening ears. Lord, as we are about to depart from the phone, we pray that your Holy Spirit, we pray that your presence, we pray that your holy angels will not depart from us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give back over to the woman of God, Sister Carla.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for that timely message. We thank the Lord for you and for using you. And, you know, I've been touched by the message, and I am reproved. We know the Lord corrects and chastises those that he loves, brothers and sisters. And this message cuts, but it's a sword, and it's supposed to prune us, you know, as the branch cannot bear fruit except it abide in the vine, and we have to be pruned so that we can bear much fruit. And we know that's the fruit of the Spirit. So thank you again for the message. Bless the messenger. May God continue to bless each and every one of us, brothers and sisters. May you have a blessed Sabbath. May you ponder the message, and may you go back and read these verses and also the Spirit of Prophecy, Great Controversy, and other readings as we time for us to study and to dig and to eat up the word. Eat it up. Amen. So again, thank you, and
Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I pray that we'll see you back here Sunday evening or Thursday evening. May the Lord truly bless you as we nearing the ending, the last days. We nearing his coming. May we be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can preach and teach the three angels' messages to those in our community and those that we meet. Good night. Jesus loves you.